It's funny because even my mother's like, really? You work on hand washing? But it's incredible to me. I mean, diarrhea kills more children than AIDS, TB, and malaria combined. And hand washing with soap can cut these deaths in half.
That's Soumya Somnath. She works with the Tucson-based nonprofit Watershed Management Group, which looks for practical solutions to environmental problems. She's speaking to me via Skype from the western Indian state of Maharashtra, where she lives and works at the group's India office.
We actually live up in the hills. It's gorgeous landscape, and I'm not sure I have the words to do it justice. And we work with a group of about 6 to 8 villages that are down mostly in the valley on various issues related to water and sanitation.
A large part of sanitation problems worldwide stems from a lack of infrastructure. Many places don't have access to clean running water or soap, but many times, the biggest hurdle is not building facilities, but changing people's behavior. And these public health behavior changes aren't limited to hand washing.
There is a large number of people, both worldwide, but in India specifically, that practice open defecation, that don't have access to toilets or just don't have toilets and go out into the open to urinate and defecate. And so the government of India really tried to respond to this issue and introduced subsidies and built a lot of toilets. And what we see as we go around India is that there are a lot of toilets that aren't necessarily being used as toilets, either used as grain storage or a nice place where you can put your deities for prayer.
Somnath says the real work is in creating the demand. If there's a demand for toilets, what kind they build doesn't matter. It's the kind of challenge she faced promoting water conservation here in Tucson, and it's the kind of challenge she faces promoting proper hand washing in India.
It is rare that we come across a household, and we've been in some very, very pure communities. It's rare that we come across a household that has no access to soap. It's just that hand washing is not deemed important enough to use soap, whereas washing your clothes, everybody uses soap.
But washing hands with a surfactant like soap is crucial for getting rid of the germs, especially before meals, after using the bathroom, and after handling animals. She says part of the difficulty is helping people, and especially children, understand that things too small to see, like bacteria and viruses, can hurt you.
In the same way that you memorize that 2 times 2 is 4, kids have memorized the right answer for hand washing. You know, we'll ask in the schools, when should you wash your hands? And everyone says, oh, yes, yes, you should wash your hands after going to the bathroom and before eating. And then the bell will ring for lunch and nobody washes their hands.
So she and her colleagues use games to help children understand the concept and translate that awareness into action.
We do simple things like glitter ball, where you take a ball, cover it with petroleum jelly and glitter, and the glitter represents the germs. And I'll sort of do a big fake sneeze and then pick up the ball and start playing with the kids with the ball. And in a matter of 5 to 10 minutes, I can have 200 children with glitter on their hands. And that can explain germ transfer way better than any sort of, you know, scientific thing that I could come up with, right? And the nice thing, too, with glitter ball and the sort of the horrible thing about it, too, is that it doesn't come off with just water. You have to wash your hands with soap.
But just because we know we should do something, it doesn't mean we're going to do it.
Everybody knows that 30 minutes of exercise is good for them. But I don't know if I know that many people that do that so diligently, right?
So Somnath promotes an easy-to-make device called the Tippy Tap to make hand washing more fun. Basically, a jug of clean water is suspended above the ground and a string attaches the jug to a pedal. When you want water, step on the pedal, and a small stream of clean water flows out of the jug. Flowing water is important so people don't wash their hands by just dipping them into a bucket. Stagnant water like that quickly turns into a bacteria soup. The Tippy Tap is a cheap and easy way to bring hand washing to rural or water-scarce areas. But Somnath says it's especially valuable as a marketing tool.
You know, I think there's a lot of excitement about the gadget nature of it, and there's definitely a practical application. A lot of the communities that we work with are in extremely water-scarce areas, and so the water-saving nature of Tippy Tap is great, and the convenience, and it's, you know, fewer vectors for disease. But primarily, it allows us for a small, short time to get people excited about hand washing. And that is a pretty hard thing to do because I think people are like, wow, really big problem. And here you're talking about hand washing. Unfortunately, the simplicity of the solution is also its downfall.
Dr. Kelly Reynolds, an associate professor of public health at the University of Arizona, agrees.
I think sometimes it's very attractive to think it would be great if we could bring the new fancy medications into a community or build a hospital, some very high-profile public health interventions. But the reality is, hand washing, even though it's simple and it's very low cost, we know that it has a high impact on the reduction of disease and improvement of public health.
Another advantage to promoting programs like the one in India is that it's a long-term, sustainable solution.
The other thing about hand washing that's really important is that it's a sustainable intervention, meaning that when you go and teach a community about hand washing and the importance of it and the proper use of hand washing to prevent disease, you can go back years later, and studies have shown in Bangladesh 4 years later, in India 9 years later, the community was still remembering the messages they were taught and still using that intervention. They were still washing their hands in the way they were taught. So it's considered a highly sustainable intervention as well.
Worldwide, some 2 million people die from diarrhea each year.
Studies in India in particular have shown that 1,600 children die every day from diarrhea. And when you consider that hand washing could have a major impact on those death rates, reducing 50% of all diarrheal cases and having a major impact on the mortality in the community, then that becomes a very important, low-cost, sustainable intervention.
For some public health projects, measuring success is easy. Somnath has been working to protect the natural springs in the area that villagers use for drinking water. They've built boxes around the springs, and now tests show improved water quality.
Hand washing behavior is a little bit trickier.
That's because it's a long-term behavior and there are many factors that impact public health. So one way they're looking into measuring success is by counting the number of tippy taps villagers build on their own and using that to gauge hand washing rates. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Devlin Hauser.